You're listening to Going Solo Network, Singles Talk Radio Channel, where we take a lighthearted and candid approach to discussions on the journey of relationship loss, divorce, parenting, being single, relationships building, dating, and yes, sex. Join our listeners and begin living your best life.
Hello there, this is Cece, and you are listening to Boy and Girl Thing. Welcome to the show, and I have with me...
Kit Smith, author of Let's Meet Our Match, Your Complete Guide to Success in the World of Internet Dating.
And those of you that don't know me, my name is Cece Schatz, and I am the Danier of Relationship Loss, Divorce, Dating, and Singles in Business in my hometown here in Tampa Bay area. We have a group that we call My Friends Connect, and I am the owner of WGSN-DB Going Solo Network, which is the hottest singles internet talk radio station. And we're going to move right on with this show. And I'm very excited because our topic tonight, which is Kit's hot button, and it's chemistry.
Chemistry as it relates to internet dating, which is a definition unto itself. I've read many, many profiles in the time that I have used internet dating websites. And without fail, there has to be unbelievably high number, percentage, if you will, of ladies or women that insist that they must have chemistry when they meet you.
Okay, what is chemistry? Give us the definition of what chemistry
is. Probably on the surface, the quick, easy definition is something along the lines of love at first sight. We all possess something called an attraction mechanism that we have in our brain. And there's no single line to it to say, well, you know, everyone's attracted to the same thing. No, that's not the case. For each person, there is some triggering that something that will trigger that attraction mechanism when they come across someone they feel attracted.
Well, let's open this up to our audience. Hey guys and gals, if you ever felt that way or maybe not that way, and maybe that would be great, give us a call and we'd love to hear from you what you think chemistry is and if you feel that it's important when you're first meeting someone. So our call-in number is 323-870-4162. It's 323-870-4162. And we would love to hear from you tonight. So as we're talking about dating chemistry, and we're kind of focusing a little bit more on the online dating. And so I guess, Kit, what you're saying is when you're online and you're looking at the pictures, there's going to be something that's going to trigger within us that's going to say, yeah, I think he or she is attractive, and I'm going to move on if they're not. So that is your first thing of chemistry. But I think that we have to go a little bit deeper rather than just go online, because it's all about that connection that we want to make with somebody. So, you know, once we've said, okay, we like the way you look, we got to go from there. So it can't just end there, because I think that once you finally do meet someone,
we've discussed this in previous shows.
Yeah, but we'd be over with it. We got half an hour, so we got to fill in more than them attractive.
What I'm going to say is something that I have said to you before. Essentially, what you're discussing at the moment is more along the lines of compatibility.
No, I'm not. Because I think when you meet someone, a lot of areas that are involved with that. There's, you know, when you meet them, again, it's the attraction, it's the way they look, you know, their movement, it's the way they smell, you know, so we have a bit more of a connection there. So it's chemistry, I think, has really to do with all of our senses, not just with the visual.
And it is the most unpredictable element of online dating. And it can be the most frustrating and the most difficult and the most aggravating, because you can truly feel like you're attracted to someone based on their pictures and their profile. And then when you meet them in person, you feel absolutely nothing. And it can be very disappointing because the lead up to that meeting can get hot. Some of them can get real excited, real, you know, all gung-ho and can't wait to meet in person. And then when they meet in person, nothing.
Well, you know, that happens to me too when I'm talking on the phone, which is why it's important for me to talk to someone because I'm a talker, as you guys well know. And when I talk to them on the phone, if I don't really like the, what do you say, the reflection of their voice or how they speak, where they pronounce things, their meaning.
Again, this is all part of that attraction mechanism. Yours is sensing an aspect of their personality through their voice.
Right.
Okay. And if it's not quite going the way you want, or it's not quite sounding the way you like, that's kind of falls into that a little bit of that chemistry thing. But the ultimate chemistry test is the eye test. And I'm sorry, that's.
Well, what do you do if you're blind? How do blind people get? How do they go on? They date and they have relationships. How do they
Well, that's something very few of us can relate to simply because we're not blind.
Right. So chemistry is
and
more than just
us,
sight.
Those of us that have eyesight, okay, I've said it before. I've said it on other episodes that we've done. Our eyes are everything. Everything.
You know, it's funny. I'll share with
everything.
You guys a story of when I was working way back when I did sales and the owner of the company, he hired all saleswomen. And he said, heck, if I'm going to have to, you know, work with them over 8 hours a day, it might as well be someone that's good looking. And so that was his thing. And the chemistry that we had within the office, because we were in sales, was dynamic. I mean, we were like number one and we were really great and we got along really great and it was really rocking. And I think it was because, you know, we were all, you know, women and felt a good environment. We were in a good environment. So there again, I think as we're dating, the environment that we're in as we move forward into dating is very vital to us. So we want to have a very positive aspect of dating and not go into it with a negative, a negative vibe. So I think as we're going through the pictures, I think we have to give people a little bit of a break. And not, even though we are visual, I think that we do have to understand that, you know, maybe I'm really a bad picture taker. And I just happen to be, a couple of my photos happen to be pretty good. But normally, photos that my family take of me throughout my lifetime, it's not one I want to put out in public. I mean, because I'm not very photogenic. My daughter is, every picture she takes, she's gorgeous, you know, absolutely gorgeous. So I think we have to give people the benefit of the doubt a little bit, don't you think?
When it's the pictures to me, okay? The pictures to me are the way someone hands you their business card. You haven't done business with them yet. You don't know what type of business person they are, but you've got their card as an introduction. Okay, and you can look at it and he does this and draw some conclusions or create some opinions. Nothing happens until you have the absolute eyeball to eyeball test. Okay, and there's no getting past that. We're talking basic human instincts here, biological, physiological. There's no getting around that. Let's use an analogy, okay, as to how people have different views of the same thing. Now, let's use the World Trade Centers. And I'm going to use those simply because what happened on 9/11, the pictures or the images of the World Trade Center isn't everybody's. Everybody has seen them more than once, several times. But let's assume for a moment that they were still there and nothing had changed, okay? And you walked around the block. You'd have a group of people on one side of the street. You'd put your microphone up to them and say, what do you think of these buildings? And someone might say, they're absolutely beautiful in their simplicity. Go around the corner, ask the next group of people, looking at the same thing, absolutely looking at the same thing. They would say, someone might say, they look kind of plain and ordinary to me. There's really nothing special about them. There's nothing outstanding or fantastic about them. Then you go around the corner some more and talk to another group of people. And someone might say, I think they're so majestic the way they rise into the sky.
Right.
Exactly the same thing.
Right. I get that.
From their eyes.
But you know, we're here to help people being able to move forward in dating.
And sometimes helping them move forward is to helping them understand or comprehend
what they're
dealing with.
Sure, I understand that. But I feel, and this is my own personal feel, that we need to cut people a break. And if we look at their picture, and maybe they're not the end all, but there is something there that we find intriguing, which I guess would be chemistry, then I think we need to cut them a break and be able to take it the next step forward and be able to, you know, talk with them and give them the benefit of the doubt. And I think that we cut off, you know, we cut off our nose in spite of our face if we just look at them and we just kiss them goodbye, because I feel like we're missing out on some great people. And online dating is quick. It's fast. It's quick. It's you know, it's just something that you really have to take time with, and you have to work at it. And I just feel that we're doing an injustice if we tell you to just look at their picture, it's either a yay or nay, and you move on. I feel like we need to be telling you to slow down a little bit, read the profile, see if there's a connection, see if there's more of a chemistry that you can deal with all of your senses before you kick that person to the curb. If you look immediately at their picture and you're repulsive, it's totally not you. And I have looked at men's pictures, and I've said, no, I'm sorry, he's not for me. Read his profile, he's not for me. If he contacts me, I always read their profile. Even if I don't really like their picture, I read their profile. And if I can't find some sort of connection there, I move on. But I just feel like you're going to be in the dating world forever if you just think you're just only going to see people that are good looking to you. You know, I really do feel that way. And I'm sorry, kid. I know this chemistry thing is so important to you.
It's not just to me. I arrived at my understanding or comprehension of chemistry because the high percentage of profiles that I read that contained a remark, a statement, a comment, totally related to chemistry being a hit or miss, pass fail system.
I agree with that to the extent that women say this. I agree with that to the extent the fact that I do feel that chemistry is important, because listen, I want someone in my life that's going to push my buttons. I want someone that's going to, you know, move me up and make me happy and get me going. I mean, I want that, and I want to be able to be that person for someone else. But the reality is that to just do it on a one-shot picture is not total chemistry. Total chemistry is all the senses. And if you see someone that you find somewhat attractive, then I think that you need to go the next level, read their profile. Then I think you need to talk with them on the telephone. You need to have some sort of more of a connection with them. Meet them in person. How many times have you met someone?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the meeting in person. I'm not talking about the pictures.
I thought you were talking about the pictures. This is the girl and the guy thing going on here.
This is what I said a few minutes ago about the pictures are like a business card.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're an introduction. They're an enticement. Okay?
Is why it's so important for your picture to be good. Like, I was just talking to a guy. Okay, let me just show you. I was talking to a guy today that told me about this lady that he had seen online. Very busty lady. Pretty in the face, but all you could see was her boobs. I mean, that's really all you could see was their boobs. So the thing is that what are you selling? Are you selling yourself? Are you selling You know, your picture should be a window to your soul. Your eyes are a window to your soul. And so that's what you need to be selling, not your physique. And that's why it's important to have a good picture and then actually a body picture, which is a nice thing to be able to have. And you don't need all the other pictures because I think that they're not going to get it. And that's enough to sell you. But
the chemistry that I am referring to is the actual meeting in person. That chemistry. Okay, that chemistry right there. And that's what everyone in their profile is referring to. I will know within 5 minutes whether we have chemistry. I will know immediately whether we have chemistry. Okay, time after time after time, there is a reference like that at the end of a woman's profile.
Okay, I agree.
And that is about meeting in person. We're past the pictures.
Okay.
We're moving past.
Listen, if you guys agree with us or you disagree with us, or if you think I'm just crazy, go ahead and give us a call. Our number is 323-870-4162. We're going to take a quick break. And while this break, we're going to thank WGSN-DB Going Solo Network for hosting our show, Boy and Girl Thing. We just really appreciate the show, the station itself. It's there for all the singles to be able to enjoy. We have a lot of really great shows on there, and I hope that you will enjoy each and every one of them. They go all the way from relationship loss, divorce, dating, you know, transition of dating, which is what Kit and I talk a great deal about. We talk a lot about the online dating. We talk about business, singles and business. We talk about the great authors that we have. Our author's corner is exploding like crazy. We have got some super authors that have come forward, shared their books with us, and also their journeys. And I think that is what's unique about WGSN-DB Going Solo Network, is that every single guest that comes on our show shares a part of themselves. They share their journey. They talk about the struggles that they went through, and they connect with our audience to be able to let them know that, you know what, they're not alone in what they're experiencing and that you can get to the other side, and they want to help you do that. So whatever it is that the particular show is, that's what it's all about. So again, Boy and Girl Thing, Kit Smith and Cece Schaff want to thank WGSN-DB Going Solo Network, and you can reach them on www.goingsolonetwork.com. So come on back to the show. This is Boy and Girl Thing. I'm Cece.
I'm Kit, and please like our pages on Facebook. We would really appreciate it if you would like our page. And also, if you weren't able to call into the show, well, we can answer your questions that way too. Please feel free to send us questions on the Facebook page. I'd be delighted to give you a personal response.
Yes, you can message us if you don't want to put it on the actual page itself for everyone to see. You can send us a private message, and then we'll go ahead and list your information, and we'll let you know when we're going to talk about it on the air. So if you have a question that you'd like to share with us, we can do that for you too. So we would love to be able to, and like our page, because our page is not yet full on Facebook. And so we do need your help. So we're asking you, please, to help us get it there so we can have it out on board. We would love to be able to do that. Okay, so let's get on back to this chemistry thing. I'm going to turn it over to Kit because this is his hot button. And you know me, I'm always kind of.
She's going to turn it over to me until she hears something she doesn't agree with.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm a girl. That's what happened.
Yeah.
You love me. You know you love me.
I love you dearly. The thing is, when I wrote my book, I knew writing the book that this was the most difficult element of internet dating, was establishing chemistry, making that connection. And in my research, I found out how biological it really is. It predates our ancestors going all the way back to the earliest recording of history. And the attraction mechanism I speak of originally started out in human beings as a friend or foe mechanism. In other words, a Stone Age Fred Flintstone would be able to detect friend or enemy. through his senses. And of course, as we have passed on to become the modern civilization that we are today, it has evolved into an attraction mechanism. And no one seems to be able to define it. There is not one. I can't think of anything in the world ever that is universally accepted as absolutely the most outstandingly beautiful thing, whether it's a human being, architecture, art, something in nature. There is nothing universal, which means humans and their eyes see things, and we all evaluate them with our brain differently.
That's true.
That was my analogy about the World Trade Center. Stationary, ordinary-looking, high-rise buildings, but yet you'll have a variety of opinions as to how that person sees them. In other words, you can actually say it's the chemistry they have with those buildings. Well, they look pretty ordinary to me. Go around the corner, and the other person says, I just think they're beautiful in their simplicity. They see beauty in the ordinary. You see?
Right.
Okay. So my point being is that the downside is that after you think you have established some sort of a connection with someone through an internet dating site, and then you meet in person, and it's like somebody threw a bucket of cold water on both of you. Nothing. But you went in there thinking, okay, you positive attitude, upbeat, ready to go. I like this person. But then you go eyeball to eyeball, poof, nothing. Bucket of cold water. That's where the chemistry is either yay or nay.
Right. And okay. I have experienced that before.
We've all experienced
it. Yeah. And I have, and on the bright side of it, I've experienced wonderful things too. So it's like, you know, I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's no way to, I wouldn't even know how to coach. So all I could coach somebody with, as far as chemistry goes, is coping with the failure.
But you know, again, I feel that we need to be open-minded, because a lot of times we have this little voice in our head that tells us things that are not necessarily there. And a lot of it's based on our own insecurities, our fear, things like that. And so can we block, I think, the chemistry? I think we can. I think we can. We can, because we can be afraid.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
You can meet someone. Yeah. No, you can meet someone you're attracted to. You can meet someone that has everything going for it. But if you're fearful, and you shut yourself down, and you're not going to go any further with it, yeah, you most certainly can do that. Sorry, you guys. I tell all my whole family that I have this show going on, and everybody calls me at this time. But anyhow, but I think we have to be open-minded, and we have to get past it. I want to share with you that I have gone out with a couple guys that I thought their picture was okay. I didn't think it was, you know, rock bottom and absolutely, you know, wonderful. But I thought, you know what, they're not bad looking. And, you know, I read their profiles, and they've got things in their profiles that I was attracted to. And so I said, okay. And then I talked to them on the phone, and I enjoyed the conversation. Then I met them in person, and I very much liked, you know, them and talking with them. And I have developed different relationships, you know, in my life because of that. So I'm just thinking that if we look at the picture, and even if it's not the best picture in the world, you know, give them a little bit of time. Give them some, you know, the benefit of the doubt, and just takes you. If you're totally turned off, then yeah, don't see them. But if you say, hey, you know, maybe they're far away, you know, they don't seem to be too bad, at least have a conversation on the phone with them, don't you think?
Okay. Yes. But what I'm saying to you is, you would like to make it sound like it's a decision, like it's a choice that you can make. I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you and the listeners. And they know. The listeners know. I'm just reinforcing.
He's trying to convince me.
I'm reinforcing what just about everyone else out there already knows, and it's okay. I'm giving you my approval that it's an instinct. It's a human instinct. It's not a choice. It's not a decision. You're either going to feel an electricity or a connection or something biologically when you first meet that person in person, or you're not, hit or miss.
Yeah, you know, and I do agree with you. I do agree. I'm not arguing
that's
with you
the
about it.
That I'm talking
I just want people to get to that point. That's all. I just want them to be able to get out of their box and step out of their fear.
And
I'm coming from huge relationship loss. And so I deal with people every day that are struggling, being able to step out of themselves, step out of the box a little bit and look at life differently. And so I guess for me, it's harder for me to say, you know, not give someone a chance. And but I do agree with what you're saying, because I know that many times I have met people that it didn't work for me at all. It didn't work. Not that they weren't wonderful.
Words have been spoken.
Right. Not that they weren't wonderful people, because as I got to know them, I became very good friends with them. But then there were the ones that were like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm like, oh my.
Yeah.
And it's like unbelievable. Yeah. And I know, like, I'll even go out. I remember going out with my girlfriend and you know, her taste is totally different. And she would say, okay, that one's for you over there, because she didn't like him. And I'd look at him and they'd go, oh, yeah. So, yeah.
And this is what makes internet dating different than the traditional or conventional way that we have always met people. You can actually, the traditional, conventional way is we always met somebody first. We met them in person first. We made contact, physical contact with them, a shake of the hand, a hello, how are you, grocery store aisle, whatever, work, school, social gathering, okay? You saw them first, and then if you had the attraction, then you would begin to try to learn a little bit about them. If it's work, let's say, at work, well, you have the opportunity to have a little interaction with them, with maybe not them not even realizing you're attracted, but you get to see first.
Right, right, absolutely.
With internet dating, I'm on one side of the screen, you're on the other. We're worlds apart until we make a point to, okay, we're going to meet in person.
Right. So I guess what we're really saying is your picture is so vital. It's so important. And so really make sure that the picture you put out there is one that you really want people to look at, and you want them to be able to connect with you. You know, if you're putting out your physical body, you're selling something that's not, you know, not really going to last. And so you want to have a good picture out there that's good for you. Listen, I want to make sure that we get across again our email. You can just email goingsolonetwork@gmail.com. Boy and girl thing, just let us know what you want to talk about, what problems you have, whether you like the show, you don't like the show, anything you want. We want to hear from you. Absolutely, absolutely. And also connect with us on our Facebook, Boy and Girl, and we would love to be able to connect with you. I'm all over the place on social media. We're on Twitter, Going Solo Networks on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're everywhere. So you'll be able, we're on Pinterest. You can join us on Pinterest. Our shows are posted on there. So we would love to be able to have you everywhere. So that's it for now. So, I mean, this topic, I know
I'm already thinking we're going to have a part two.
We've had many, many glasses of wine and many arguments over this.
Stay tuned for next week, because we love to have dating chemistry.
Well, I think we should have the connection. I think we should talk about the connection. So we'll do that. But this is Cece Schatz.
And this is Kit Smith.
And it's great having you on, Boy
Thanks
and Girl
Thanks so much
Thing.
For joining us.
Okay. Bye for now.
You're listening to Going Solo Network, Singles Talk Radio Channel, where we take a lighthearted and candid approach to discussions on the journey of relationship loss, divorce, parenting, being single, relationships building, dating, and yes, sex. Join our listeners and begin living your best life.